like Swiss cheese.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Financial companies that took federal bailout funds agreed to play by the rules. That includes limits on executive pay and bonuses. But as it turns out, some of them are reportedly looking for loopholes. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
One way to get around limits on bonuses is to increase an employee's regular paycheck. The Wall Street Journal reports that Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and other financial institutions are looking into doing just that. The paper reports that Wells Fargo has already increased top executive salaries. The proposed government rules could limit bonuses to a third of an executive's pay, so increasing base pay would make it easier to up bonuses, too. The argument for salary flexibility is that financial firms need to keep top talent if they want to pay back those borrowed taxpayer dollars. But that could be a tough sell these days when outrage over the use of federal funds for things like bonuses is at an all-time high. The Treasury Department is expected to release guidelines for executive pay, including bonuses, by the end of the month. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
There is still reverberation in Washington over the tens of millions of dollars in bonuses paid to AIG executives with taxpayer bailout funds. Now the White House says it's looking at restrictions on some of the cash. President Obama says the payouts are an outrage. He's directed Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to see whether there's any way to retrieve or stop the bonus money. Today begins yet another Federal Reserve policymakers session. In the wake of the financial fallout, the Fed's cut interest rates to record lows. During the two-day session that begins this morning, it's likely not going to push those rates down any further. Investors will be watching what goes on there. They'll also be watching the latest numbers from the government expected this morning, housing starts and the producer price index. Forget five winning sessions in a row. Yesterday, stocks closed lower. Dow and S&P shares were basically flat or down just a bit. The Nasdaq lost nearly 2%. Oil fell below $47 a barrel, reaction in part to yesterday's report of plummeting U.S. industrial output. European shares lower across the board. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng lost some ground after starting off higher. It fell about 0.75%. Japan's Nikkei rose more than 3%. On talk there that the government will offer up more stimulus spending. With Bernie Madoff headed to prison, attention's now being focused on how bilked investors get some of their money back. Yes, brokerage firms do have insurance. It's required. And each claimant from a failed brokerage house is entitled up to $500,000. But the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, or SIPC as it's known, is having to raise fees to ensure it has the cash on hand. Amanda Aronchik reports.
SIPC has a special reserve fund for cases like these. Except, not really. If the insurer honors all the Madoff claims, it will effectively go bankrupt. So now it's asking its members to help out. Steve Harbeck is president of SIPC.
We don't arbitrarily just raise money for the sake of raising money. We do it when it's necessary. It is now necessary.
SIPC sent out letters recently telling members its fee will rise from $150 a year flat to 0.25% of brokerage's net revenue. Larry Hicks is president of California-based brokerage firm Finance 500.
We're going to be going from $150 to somewhere we're guessing between $50,000 and $100,000. That's quite a hike.
Every brokerage in the country is in the same position.
If you want to be in the business, you have to participate. It's a non-voluntary choice.
Hicks isn't happy about paying so much to pay for someone else's fraud, but he says every brokerage in the country is required to be a member of SIPC, so it's an unfortunate cost of doing business. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
Mexico's drug wars claimed more than 5,000 lives last year. The violence is particularly heavy in the cities along the U.S. border. But some Americans are going south of the border anyway, lured by unprecedented deals and a devalued peso. From Baja California, Philip Martin reports.
On Tijuana's busiest tourist strip, Avenida Revolution, desperate merchants are out on the streets in full force.
Come and visit to Tijuana, amigos. Come.
Yeah, it's a good place.
The ongoing violence here has left the streets basically deserted. Marines from nearby Camp Pendleton have been banned from traveling to Tijuana. The State Department has warned Americans to be careful when heading south. But that didn't stop Floridians Linda and Steve. They're carrying armloads of souvenir T-shirts and sombreros.
We feel safe over here. I mean, what they told us is it's the bad killing the bad, so that's good.
And that ongoing chaos means that tourists have the upper hand.
Want to take a picture? Yeah, take a picture.
One merchant named Enrique has a donkey painted in black and white zebra stripes. His deal is, if you buy two T-shirts, you get to take a photo free of charge. Enrique says they need all kinds of giveaways because the narco wars have put a damper on business.
That's a big problem in Tijuana, drugs. A lot of drugs and a lot of gangsters. The mafia. Yeah.
Steve Wood from Anacortes, Washington, thinks the steady drumbeat of grim news creates a great buying opportunity in Mexico. Wood recently purchased a couple of timeshares in Baja California, and he also found a great deal on a 5-star hotel here in Cabo San Lucas, complete with a lake-sized pool.
We got a deal in the mail, an opportunity to come here for $299 for an entire week.
Do you find opportunity when other people are afraid to travel?
Yes, I do. I think that's how we generally got our timeshares.
These days, many hotels are only about 40% occupied. Alberto Gutierrez is a resort sales rep in Cabo. He's convinced the number of tourists will inch up as Americans put the violence in perspective.
Americans know that the drugs cartels are not going to go and destroy the resort. They know that tourism is the second source of income. So Americans know they're safe. And of course, there's always great deals.
If you have no problem going where many others fear to tread. In Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, I'm Philip Martin for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website and share your thoughts there at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.